The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, text number 28, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 8th, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
Manetam kalam ishanam munadi nidhanam vibhom samam charantam sarvatra bhutanam jang mithakkali. The Kunti Devi is presenting his conception of Krishna or God consciousness. Perfectly he is presenting that samam charantam sarvatra. Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is present everywhere. And he is equally merciful, or in everything he is equal to everyone. Just like the sun is equally distributing the sunshine. Now, in some country we find there is cloud, sun is covered, there is no sunshine. The sun is shining, but due to our misfortune or something else, the sun is covered and we cannot see. It is not that the sunshine is stopped. Sunshine is there. Similarly, Krishna's mercy is equally there. Samoham sarva bhuteshu, in another verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, samoham sarva bhuteshu, I am equal to everyone. Otherwise, how he can be God? God is not partial, that he is merciful upon me and not merciful upon you. God cannot be. Just take a state, government. Government is equal to everyone, all citizens. But why somebody is going to the university to take his MA degree, and why one is going to the prison house to be imprisoned and suffering for so many years? And it is not the government's partiality that somebody go to the prison house and somebody will go to the university and occupy responsible position. No. It is our fault that we do not take opportunity or the facilities offered by the government or Krishna. It is our fault. Why there are so many discrepancies and non-equality? Somebody is very rich, somebody is very poor, somebody is eating stool, and somebody is eating nice prasadam, halwa. It is all due to the living entity's karma. Otherwise, God is equal to everyone. Samam charantam sarvatra. God is not partial. Just like nowadays, these rascals, they say, why God is unkind to the poor man? No, God is not unkind to the poor man. The poor man, he has become poor by his karma. Karmana daiva netrena. Daiva netrena. Daiva means superior or godly. Netrena. Netrena means by the eyes. Or netrena, netritya, by the leadership. Leaders or superintendent. Whatever we are doing, because God is everywhere situated, samang charanta sarvatra. Krishna is there, everywhere. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. Ishara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is situated in everyone's heart. So we cannot conceal anything from God. Another place it is said, just like the sun is the eye of God. Jachakshuresa sabita sabalagrahanam. Sabita, sabita means sun, sajya, is the eye of Govinda. So, if you are doing something, any part of the world, the sun is seen. This is a crude example. Similarly, at night, the moon is seen. And Krishna says that, rasoham apsukantaya prabhasmi sasishurjaya. So, Krishna, the sunshine is also Krishna. So, if you think that I am doing something for my sense gratification, nobody is seeing, I am stealing some sugar cane from the field, and nobody is seeing. But the, how you can say, nobody is seeing, the sun is seeing? How you can conceal? No, I shall do it at night, or the moon is seeing. So how can you conceal? So, parasa shakti vividaiva sriyate, he is so omnipotent that he can see from anywhere and everywhere what you are doing, what you are willing, what you want to do. He cannot call single. That is not possible. Therefore it is said, daivanatrena, you can bluff the material police, but you cannot bluff Krishna. That is not possible. If you are doing anything wrong, then it is being seen by the Supreme Personality, samang charantam, he is everywhere. Therefore those who are God-conscious, at least, that is the Indian culture, they think, I am doing this nonsense. Krishna, God will see it. Even in ordinary person who has no education, still he will admit. Uparala dekhega. God will see. That's a fact. That's a fact. So if everyone is God conscious, that God is everywhere, then how he can act sinfully? It is not possible. If he is God conscious, if he knows that God is everywhere and he will see if I do something sinful by bluffing others, therefore God consciousness is so important. If Krishna consciousness movement is spread and if it is taken by all people, then so many things will be automatically reformed. There will be no need of police, there will be no need of CID. Because if one is God conscious, he will not do anything wrong. But because people are not God conscious, they are doing so many wrong things that it has been almost impossible to govern the people. Therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is very essential to understand this fact that samang charantam sarvatra. Bhutanam jana mithap kali. We have created so many religious systems. So many religious systems, and the Hindu is fighting with the Muslim, Muslim is fighting with the Hindu, that my religion is better than your religion. Or in the other countries also, the Jews fighting with the Christian Jews, and the black fighting with the white, white fighting with the black. This Kali, that is the result of this material existence. Saṁsāra dāvā nalalīra lōkha. That is the work of this material nature. Even if you want to live very peacefully, you will not be allowed to live. Daivajyesha gunami mama mayadras. It is not a place to live very peacefully, but if you think artificially that we are very happy, we have advanced in material civilization and we have very comfortable life, where is comfort? There cannot be any comfort. Therefore it is the duty of Maya to remind you, always putting you in distressed condition. Dukkhalayam asasatam. It is God. You cannot live peacefully, happily within the prison house because you are condemned to this prison life. You cannot expect very comfortable life there. Samang charantam, this God is equally kind, equally merciful, but we fight, disagree in religious principle, that is due to Kali. Not this Kali. Kali means due to our fighting spirit. It is not God. God is equal to everyone. We fight because we have got misconception. So we think that this religion is better than that religion, or that religion is better than. Every religion must be good, provided one is God conscious. We say that. So many people question in the Western country whether one can attain perfection by following Christian religion. Why not? You can also attain. But who is following? First of all, let me see, who is following Christian religion? The Christian religion says in the beginning, first commandment, thou shalt not kill, and you are simply killing. So where is Christian? Christian religion is not bad. No religion is bad. But where is Christian? Where is Hindu? They are all godless rascals. Therefore, there is misunderstanding. Otherwise, if everyone is God-conscious, if everyone knows that God is present everywhere, whatever I do, he will see as sunshine, he will see as moonshine, he will see as water. Rasuham apsukantaya. No, who can avoid water? Who can avoid sunshine? Who can avoid moonshine? Nobody can. The God says these things are I am. Rasuham apsukantaya. Parvasmi sasasurjaya. So how you can avoid God's vigilance? Then how you can commit sinful? They do not believe in godlessness. They do not believe in existence of God. They have been taught like that. And they do not know what is God. This is the misfortune of the present civilization. Present civilization, godless civilization, therefore they have created simply chaotic situation all over the world. Therefore the movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is very, very important and essential. Those who are sober, they are understanding it. Just like in Australia, the priestly class, they understood that this movement is trying to people to see towards God, back to God. You have advanced in civilization by so-called material advancement, scientific. But what you have done, you have created simply here. Therefore we say our magazine is named Back to God. Now you have finished your business. Now see, back to God. Just like if you do not see the sun, if you keep the sun backside, then you'll simply see a long shadow of your body, black shadow, that's all. But if you turn towards the sun, you'll not see the black shadow, you'll see all light. Simply you have to turn. So we have named this Back to Godhead very scientific. You see towards God, then everything is light. Where there is God, there is no nescience. This is not manufactured, there is some verse in the Chaitanya. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhaka. Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Mayar Odhika. Krishna Surya Sama. Krishna is just like sun. There is no darkness. Can we expect any darkness in the sun planet? No. There is no possibility. Sun planet is always bright. Similarly, this is the example of the spiritual world, the sun planet, Krishna Surya Sama. So if you go to the spiritual world, then everything is bright. Na tatra bhasayate surya, na sasanka na pavaka. That is the description of the spiritual world. Na jatra bhasate surya. In the spiritual world, there is no need of sun. Because everyone is brilliant, every planet is brilliant. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Kotishu asesu vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. Vibhuti bhinnam. Tad brahma niskalam anantam asesu bhutam govindam adipurusam tama. Everything is there. So, if we become Krishna conscious, there cannot be any darkness. There cannot be any ignorance. There cannot be any sinful life. Everything bright. Everything peaceful. Therefore we must take to Krishna consciousness if we want to save from the clutches of Maya. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivijhesha gunamai mamo maya durataya. Mame vaja prapadante maya me tang taranti. This is the process. Krishna manne tang kalam ishanam. Eternal times. We are calculating past, present and future. But actually, in the spiritual world, there is no such thing as past, present and future. We therefore sometimes question, where from God came? So many odd questions, they say. But God is eternally existing. That is the fact. We cannot understand that. Because we are in the material world, we have no experience of the eternity. What is eternity? We have no experience. We see everything as generated born and then it stays for some time, then it is finished. That is our experience. Janma mrityu, vriddhi, they have made past, present and future, but it is divided into six development. One takes birth, then it develops, then it stays for some time, then it produces some byproduct, then diminishes, and then I'm finished. Sarobika, this body, Sarobika. So eternity means there is no Sarobika, the six kind of changes. There is no birth, there is no death, there is no diminishing, there is no byproduct. Everything eternal, eternally existing. Eternal time is Krishna. Tam, manne, I think that eternal time you are Krishna. That's the fact. And Ishanam means the supreme controller. Ishara Parama Krishna. Controller means Ishara. Ishara means controller. He's the supreme controller. He's controlling the whole creation. Ishanam. Kalam Ishanam. But who is controlling him? No, he is not controlled. Anadi. Beginningless. Neither endless or beginningless. Anadi or Nidhanam. And Vibhom. The Supreme. This is the understanding of Krishna. We have to take lessons from authorities. Here is Kunti authority. Therefore, his statements are recorded in the Shastra. What is Shastra? Shastra means is the record of the statement of authorities. That is called Shastra. Just like in law court, you put law books. What is that law book? Law book means the statement of the authorities. Similarly, Shastra means Shasdhatu. Shastra means weapon. And Shastra means the law book. So what is the law book? Law book means some authority which has given the law. So the government gives law. Similarly, Shastra means the statement given by the authorities. So Kunti is authority. Kunti is authority. How she has become authority? Because she has followed the authorities. Brahma, Narad, Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, Kumara, Manu. Those are strictly following the statements of the authorities. They are also authority. Just like who is a lawyer? Lawyer is he who has studied law very nicely and following the law. That is lawyer. Good lawyer. And third class lawyer, anyone who does not know how to follow. Good lawyer in the court, who can give reference from the law books. My lord, you refer to such and such section of such and such law book, and you will find what I am stating. And the judge, when he sees, yes, it is all, then his case is own. So authority. Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. Mahajana, authority means Mahajana. Ordinary common people is called Jano. Ordinary man. And those are authority, they are Mahajana. Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. So, the statements of Kunti is recorded here, Srimad Bhagavatam. Not that she's ordinary woman. Otherwise, her statement should not have been mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have to accept what Kunti says. Manne taṁ kālam isānam manādi nidhanam vibhum samaṁ charantam sarvatra bhūtānāṁ janamitakkali. So, misunderstanding of God, there is no misunderstanding of the authorities. The misunderstanding is a common man. It's like in Australia, when I spoke, there was no misunderstanding. There is agreement by the priest and myself. There is complete agreement. You are with me? No. You are not. They, after hearing my lecture for 1 hour, they agreed and clapped for 10 minutes. So there cannot be any misunderstanding. Those who are actually, they question, what is your opinion of Lord Jesus Christ? And I say, He preached. God consciousness, He's our guru. Anyone who preaches the message of God, He's guru. So they very much appreciate, and actually is so. Vaishnava, who is preaching, it may be in a different way, according to time and place and the party. They have to change something, deshkal patra. But we have to see the essence. Wherever there is God consciousness, wherever there is understanding, just like we sometimes consult dictionary, a small dictionary, pocket dictionary, and a big international dictionary. Both of them are dictionaries. But according to time, deshkal patra, for a small child, there is small dictionaries, sabit. Higher mathematics and lower class mathematics. But 2 plus 2 is always the same. In higher mathematics or lower mathematics. It is not that in the higher mathematics 2 plus 2 equal to 5. No. So the principle is the same. It is to distinction of deshkal patra. Things are just like the statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are meant for highly developed conscious person. They are not for ordinary person. Paramanirma saranang satang vastava vastu vedam atra Srimad Bhagavatam. Paramanirma saranang. People are envious. Oh, he is Christian. He is Mohammedan. He is this, he is that. No. Paramanirmasa, Paramhansa, he does not see. He is Mohammedan, he is Christian, he is Jew. Pandita Samadarshana. He will see everyone, he calls, the part and parcel of God. Krishna. Mamai Mangsa. He says this. Krishna says, Mamai Mangsa Jiva Bhuta. All living entities are my part and parcel. Why he shall take the skin? Because the skin is made by Mohammedan, the skin is made by Christian, and the skin is made by Hindu. He is not the skin observer. He is observed there within. Deinasmin yathade kumarang jivanangara. Within this body, the spirit soul is there. This is the education of spiritual education in the beginning. Just see inside, introspect, not outwards. Those who are seeing outwardly, just śrāta buddhi kunapiti dhāva, they are asses. So one should be advanced by hearing the authorities. The God is equal to him. I say, why there should be Hindu religion and Muslim religion or Christian religion? There cannot be. Just like gold is gold. Nobody can say this is Indian gold, this is American gold, this is Christian gold, or this is Mohammedan gold. Gold is gold. So actually, one is God conscious. For him, there is no such distinction. Because he knows samang charantam sarvatra bhutana. God is present everywhere. Simply he has forgot. That forgetfulness is applicable to anyone, either Hindu, Muslim or Christian. It doesn't matter. Our business is to rectify that forgetfulness. Rectify. To remove that forgetfulness. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.